A happy Wednesday to all Hank fans and family that celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He didn't have to think about that.
Mm-mm, no way.
Right off the bat.
America.
He's full of love.
24th day of the ninth month of 2025, 267 in, 98 left to go. 37 days until Halloween. 41 days until daylight saving time wraps up. Today, minimal on the minor holiday front. It is National Cherry Jubilee Day. Mm. And that's, doesn't that involve fire?
Yeah, flambé.
Okay, that sounds fun.
It's like a jubilee, but
right,
with fire in your
is
kitchen.
The name
what could go
indicate?
Wrong?
I don't know.
What do you think about that, bro?
I don't really have any thoughts on it, to be honest with you. And today is National Punctuation Day.
Period.
In a punctuation poll, most people say they use periods and capital letters often, but very rarely use colons and semicolons.
A lot of people do not know how to use the colon.
In fact, 11%, that's it. Mm. That's all that says they use the semicolon.
I love a semicolon.
I prefer to use full colon.
What do you think about that, bro?
I think you know what that meant. Anyway, as our good writing continues, dot, dot, dot. On this date in history, things happen. It is the birth date of sorts. 1948, the Honda Motor Company was founded.
Mm, make some good cars.
1957, the Brooklyn Dodgers play their final game at Ebbets Field before moving to Los Angeles for the next year.
They so went Hollywood.
And lots of TV debuts on this date in history. 1964, the Munsters premiere. I say better than the Addams Family.
Ah.
Yeah.
Herman Munster.
It holds up.
Yeah.
Man, it was good. Mm. On this date in 1968.
Oh, dear.
60 Minutes premieres. And you knew when you heard that on a Sunday as a kid that the football game was just about over and you're about to go to school tomorrow.
Well, yeah, that was the only TV show we ever watched during dinner, unless Ronald Reagan was on the television.
What do you think about that, bro?
That's why I'm so fun today.
Well, on this date, the very fun 1970 Partridge Family, an Odd Couple debut on ABC. 1977, Love Boat premieres.
Ooh.
And fast forward 2007, The Big Bang Theory premieres. Remember TV when we used to have like channels and stuff?
I like that.
And on this date in 1979, the CompuServe information system began operation as the world's first public computer information service.
Was that the internet?
I think it's what we use.
And now we have people clogging the aisles at Walmart to do the latest dance.
Hang on. Let me ask Jeeves real quick and see if I can get an answer. It is birthday time.
Jeeves, hello? Birthday time. What
a day for celebration. First of all, happy birthday to the sister of the goat of Will It Float, Doris.
When will that tank be cleaned?
I don't know.
Guadalupe is Lupita, as she says.
They used to call me Lupe in the midday back in the day.
Okay. Coming up next on Lupe. 60 Minutes.
Lupita.
How Heather Lee was once called Lupita. I might actually stay tuned for that.
I mean, I'm no liver queen, but who is?
I'm Morley Safer, and I'm confused.
I'm Mike Wallace.
Happy birthday, Guadalupe.
Can we have some of your cake?
Andy Rooney would have a field day with you. You ever wonder why sometimes radio names are just awful? I do. Stephanie McMahon is 49 today. Future just announced WWE Hall of Famer. My Big Fat Greek Wedding star Nia Vardalos.
You can marry
is
whoever
63,
you want.
As long as it's what, Dan Corbett? And Windex. Hercules, Kevin Sorbo is 67 today.
He's pretty and has some great
friend
hair.
Friend of Granberry. Former Steeler, Mean Joe Green. He loves his Dr. Pepper. 79.
He had a jingle back in the day.
And a happy 101st birthday for Belton, Texas native. Ms. Farrell is how she's known.
Aww.
F-E-R-R-I-L-L. She was greeted by the Belton police as they threw her a surprise party.
Aww.
Yes, she's fine. I know. It's very. You got to be careful with the surprise party.
Crying out loud.